The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the very, very wet. We're not wet inside, but the wet outside. Our winter to the world shows lots of rain going on out there at the KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM studios. Good morning, everybody. 21st of November. Gosh, Thanksgiving is here. Almost a week from today.
A week?
Yeah, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christine's there. Ran across the parking lot today.
I hope so. Good morning. Good morning.
A little wet out there, huh?
A little. Just a little.
Just a little. Let's talk weather here. If I can read this. It's only because my eyes are foggy this morning after last night, for some reason. Showers, 100% chance of precipitation, can I say that? High near 52 tonight, a low around, let me see, 53.
It's kind of weird because the high today is 52 and the low is 53. Kind of threw me off, too.
Okay. And then tomorrow, showers, Saturday, showers, likely mostly cloudy with a high near 54. Sunday, showers likely after 10 a.m., but during the day. Monday, some showers and a high near 52. And then things start to, I would say things were going to start to clear up, but they're not. It looks like we've got showers through next Wednesday, at least chances of showers. And on Wednesday, partly sunny. So, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned, family-operated, locally-owned company right out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Good people, the Kinney family, take real good care of their customers. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. I held Sue for a couple minutes to talk about the weather out here because there was a wreck. A truck turned over and blocked I-5 for a while yesterday. And people were telling me that were driving into town that there was snow. Sheriff Johnson said the truckers were already lining up yesterday at, what is it, where they stop them?
Fondale.
So what's the latest? I know you've got a bunch of stuff on this.
Right. Okay. So yesterday, this is according to Caltrans eastbound. Highway 299 was blocked at Round Mountain yesterday due to vehicle spinouts and snow. Chain control measures were in effect and still are in effect for I-5 if you're heading northbound. Now, they are still checking for those chains, so just be aware. Make sure you know how to use them. And apparently, southbound I-5 was closed to all vehicles and trucks at Edgewood. That was south of Wairika yesterday. Also, Route 3 was closed at Scott Mountain. And the problem, I mean, it's we have snow in the higher elevations, so you need to pay attention to the CHP website is a great place that you can go to, and it's CHP traffic, and it'll have those constant updates. State Route 3 was blocked. That was north of Callahan. 299 blocked at Hillcrest due to multiple big rigs blocking the roads. 299 was blocked at Hat Creek at the Hat Creek grade. And southbound 97 was closed.
Wait. 299 was blocked at the
Hat Creek grade
wow.
yesterday.
Wow.
And that was as of 4 o'clock. And I haven't had an update on that. But the way the truckers were lined up, you head up in the higher elevations, traffic was moving very slow, if at all. So
okay.
we had still so many vehicles that were spinning out. There was just too many wrecks to mention.
This is our Hat Creek.
Yes.
Okay. Heading over towards Susanville.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. And we do have, especially if you're heading up, towards Siskiyou County, if you make it all the way up there, they were facing delays as well, affecting 97 and Highway 3.
Yeah, well, I saw Highway 3 was closed there for a while yesterday.
Yeah.
They had it was an accident out there. So what we're trying to say is that if you're here in town, just be careful the way, because of the way the rain's coming down. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you start heading north, when you get to Fawndale right outside, you know, right there as you're starting up the hill, they're going to be checking for chains. Is that for everybody?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And then you saw a bunch of trucks that were parked there.
Yesterday afternoon.
They shut down I-5. So just be aware. And that's a good point, too. Do you know how to put your chains on? A lot of times people will have chains, but they've never put them on their cars.
Right. They never. You could do it in your driveway.
Yeah.
You want to make sure you hook it up. It's fairly simple, but it's not if you're in snowy conditions on a grid.
And you're laying on the ground, which you will be
mm-hmm.
in some cases to put those chains on, or at least on your knees. So think about this, too. If you've got an old set of coveralls or an old, you know, like a tarp, mm-hmm. get a tarp. You know, they cost like $5 that you can have and open it up so you don't get as wet and dirty when you're getting underneath the. I remember going up from Reno over to Tahoe and having to put chains on this guy's car.
You put it on someone else's? You are so kind.
Well, I was riding in it,
oh,
but it was
well,
his
there
car.
You go.
But it was his car, but I was putting it on there. I'll drive and you put the chains on. Okay.
That's a deal. I'm
and
so glad.
I was rolling around in the, you know, even though, you know, trying to reach underneath there because we were in an awkward position. Then they've got these new things called tire socks. Have you seen those?
No.
See, Linda's car does not take chains, but it takes these tire socks, which are supposedly you just have to, you know, fit them on. And, you know, it looks real easy in the instructions. But I have never used them. So this week I'm going to try them out because in case we run into snow next week. But this is the type of weather, this cyclone bomb, they call it. This,
mm-hmm.
this
atmospheric this, river
yeah.
combined
some
with
like
bomb
800,000 people up in Washington State out of power. Because it destroyed the power lines and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to go on through, you know, this type of rain is going to go through Sunday. We're supposed to have had something like 10 inches over the over like a week. And then it starts slowing down, but it's not going away.
Right.
We have another storm. I don't know if we have another storm coming in after this one or not.
No, this is just the biggest storm we've had in quite some time. And it's also important that you remember 6 inches of water can knock you down. 2 feet of water can sweep your car away. And people think, oh, well, it's not that much. Well, yesterday I was driving home and on Gold Street, if you go up and there's like
yeah.
this really big dip as you head up to Benton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
Car almost went sideways. And I'm in an SUV. So
you're talking about that one where you're going up the hill up toward the Catholic Church.
Cass Willis.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're going up there. And because we live in the general area, Sue and I do, in the same general area. I know exactly what you're talking about. And so that dip there was filled with water.
It wasn't draining fast enough. And it's certain areas, you know, that are more prone to flooding. But you'd be surprised the general areas that you could travel in that it's the roads flooded, but you don't realize it because you're so used to traveling, you've never had problems before.
Yeah.
This is getting in, and when you get in and out of your vehicle, I mean, I stepped in a huge puddle yesterday and filled my shoes up. So,
well, I'm going to talk about this in the next segment just for a couple minutes because Linda's going to be here about 8.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about the Garden of Lights. But the,
oh, yeah.
And because we went to that last night. Yes.
Yeah.
And, but, some mom, there weren't a lot of people there, as you can imagine. But there were some kids, and this one kid was kind of splashing in one of the puddles, the mini puddles that were there. His mom said, don't splash in the puddles, don't splash in the puddles. But it was where the music, the trees with the music are.
Oh, right.
So I started dancing in a puddle to have a jolly Christmas. And if you get it right, you get the beat right, you can be splashing, and then you stop, and then you splash, and then you go both feet. And the little kid's looking at me, looking at his mom, looking at me, looking at my mom's looking at me, and I'm like, you know, I'm having a great time.
Singing in the rain, Gene
yeah.
Kelly, that's what kind of reminds me of.
I was not singing, I was just dancing. And,
that is great.
But well, Linda comes in, we'll talk about the Garden of Lights, because she was, you know, taking Linda to the Garden of Lights is like taking your six-year-old. She loves it so much. And just had a wonderful time. We'll talk about that. Anyway, thanks for hanging on another 10 minutes, Sue, because this weather is going to be with us for a while.
It is.
And so
absolutely.
What we're saying is be careful. If you're heading north, make sure you got chains. Here's the other things. Make sure you have warm clothes in your car. If you're not wearing warm clothes, make sure they're in your car. Make sure you got some water. Make sure that maybe some, you know, some food there, you know, snacks and stuff like that in case you get stuck on the road overnight. Make sure you have blankets and everything because it is possible to get stuck up there.
Right. We just keep extra sleeping bags in the back during this time of year. Those mini, you know, 20 below sleeping bags.
Yeah, because you can't keep your car running all the time, especially if it's snow, because you can get that carbon monoxide buildup and you will never wake up.
And you have to remember, too, to clear out behind your exhaust pipe in the back of your car, because if the snow builds up, and people don't realize this, the snow can block that.
Sure.
And you just want to play it safe. And that's what people fall asleep, and they're like, oh, it'll be fine. I'm in this car. You've got to keep that pipe clear, no matter what it takes.
Yeah.
Also, if you're in a burn scar area, it's more prone to flooding. You know, we're talking mud, dirt, and rock slides. 299, famous for those on the way to the coast. So you're going to have to slow it down.
Next to a mountain or a hill there that has no growth on it, and it's raining like crazy, stand by, because the rain's going to be coming down there. It's going to be coming fast, and it could be bringing rocks and other little things with it. So that's really good advice. You know, try not to stop next to a burned out, you know, a burned scar, which is kind of difficult in some areas out here.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, Sue.
Hey, have a great day.
We will see you later.
Okie doke.
7:16 in the morning, and let me see. Yeah, the Garden of Lights is starting. Right now, it'll start on the 22nd. We've got some tickets we're going to be giving away today. And when we come back, we're going to talk some, where you can get some sandbags and, you know, well, some sand. And everybody's going to have to bring your own sandbags. Now, I guess you can buy those at Ace and other hardware stores. And make sure you have a shovel in your sandbags if you need, and because they're providing sand, but nothing else. So we're going to talk about areas you can get that at. Okay, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com.
Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Bob. Lindo will be in about 40 minutes. Gosh, let me think. Look at that weather out there. It's hard to get started. Isn't it hard to get started? You know, you kind of like, yeah, you know, and all this. And then, no, I just want to lay down on the table here and take a little nappy is what I want. So, hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Hey, you know what? We're collecting toys for Toys for Tots. And not only, and our listeners, you all have been so good about bringing toys in. So if you bring a toy in worth about $10 and they're brand new, not used, and, you know, uses play toys for the dog, you're going to be entered into a contest to win 4 tickets to the Garden of Lights. And $50 in gift certificates to Black Bear Diner. Now think about that. Bring in and for every toy you bring in, you get entered. So you bring in 4 toys, you get 4 chances to win this. And we're going to draw this, oh gosh, I think around December 12th at 8:15 in the morning. So, please come on in with your, I can understand maybe not coming in today. All right. But we want to fill this box up. In fact, last year we filled up 3 boxes. And this, all these toys go to kids that are not going to have a good Christmas. But we'd like them to have a good Christmas. So the staff brings in toys. We bring, you know, Linda and I bring in toys. And we'd like you all to join us. And the only difference is they're not entered into this contest where you can get 4 Garden of Light tickets and $50 worth of Black Bear Diner bucks. So 1326 Market Street. Just roll on in here. Drop those off. We'll take 4 pieces of paper. Put your name in there and put you into the drawing envelope. Okay. You've been probably following the story about this illegal who killed Lincoln Riley. I can say that because he was found guilty yesterday of murdering Lincoln Riley down in Georgia. And he had stalked her. He attacked her. She fought him for like 19 minutes. And before he killed her, raped her, beat in her head. Yeah, I'm being pretty graphic here because this is the kind of guy this guy is. He was a member of this Tren de Aragua gang. Yeah, which has now got foothold in a minimum of 16 cities and as many as 22. So he was immediately sentenced to life in prison. So I thought, life in prison? Does Georgia not have the death penalty of anybody who deserves the death penalty? It would be this low life. And it turns out that the DA, from the beginning, was not seeking the death penalty. Then you look and you see that she's got a long history, according to this article I read, of not going for the death penalty for those from other countries. And she's had a chance before, is from the way I've read it. So, I mean, Lincoln's, Riley's family was in there, her friends. So he was sentenced to life without parole. Now, the question is how long is he going to live in prison? Because there may be other prisoners there that don't like what happened and may take care of that. But they're going to probably put this guy in special custody because they know that they're going to try and kill him. But here's the thing is, why was he here? And then you find out that he was flown in up to Chicago on one of these special deals, and then got flight, you know, and then got airplane tickets to go down to Georgia, Atlanta, is where he ends up at. And you know, people go, oh, you know, you can't blame all the crime on illegals. No, you don't. Of course not. It'd be silly to do that. But if the border was secure, would he have even made it in? And Trump's talking about deporting a lot of people. And yet, you know that the president that deported the most people, who know who that was? Barack Obama. Yeah. Yeah, he deported the most people. There's like a million point six illegals there that have already been to court and said, no, you cannot stay in this country, and yet somehow they're still in this country. And I think that's what you're going to see Trump do, is go after the ones that have already been adjudicated in court, and they're going to go after them. Meanwhile, the city of Los Angeles declares itself a sanctuary city, which is really not fair to its citizens, because where's all that money coming from to take care of all the illegals when they're having all these problems already? They've got a horrible homeless problem, crime problem. And so they're just going to say, no, if you come to our city, you're safe. Now, talking to Mike Johnson, because the state of California passed that law that says that you cannot use, no law enforcement can help ICE, arrest and detain people that are here illegally. Well, that's true, but there's a codicil to that, unless they have committed a crime. If they've committed a crime, at that point, Mike Johnson and Brian Barner and his guys can arrest somebody. They find out he's illegal and he's been arrested for a crime. Then they can call ICE, is the way I understand it, for criminal reasons. I think the first thing you do is you just go through everybody that's come through here and their backgrounds, if they've even taken a background investigation on it at all. And anybody that's committed a crime and they're here illegally, they're gone. They're gone. They go right back to wherever they went. They're gone. Those are not people that are going to be adding, going to be a pluses to our society or workforce or any of this. They're criminals. So you get rid of them. And then you work your way down. Do you expect to see people that were born, you know, that were brought over here when they're 2 or 3 years old, being deported? No, I don't think that's right. I don't believe that's right. Those people have been, you know, those are immigrants. Those are parts of our society. If they have not committed a crime, however, if they came over as that, you know, that DACA thing, and they've been committing crimes, well, guess what? You can commit crimes back in your original country. But people that came here brought here when they were children, and they've been raised as Americans, and they are Americans, guess what? If you've got a list, you want to put these people so far down the list, they never have to worry about it. And this is just my opinion. I know I'm a flaming liberal, but there are so many out there that have criminal records, that had criminal records when they left their countries, when they emptied the prisons, that I think we could stay busy for 4 years getting rid of all those people. I shouldn't say getting rid of, but arresting them, detaining them, and then shipping them home. Just my opinion. We're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by REU. REU has got rebates available if you want to buy an electric vehicle. Yeah, that's right. It will help offset the cost of the vehicle and the charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
You will have I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Dusty Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part. Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com has teamed up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive to help out Toys for Tots this holiday season and give you a chance to win some great prizes, including 4 tickets to the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights and $50 in gift certificates, better known as Black Bear Bucks from Black Bear Diner. All you have to do to get into our drawing is donate a brand new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more to the KCNR studios at 1326 Market Street in downtown Redding. Then your name goes into a drawing coming up December 12th at 8:15 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Teaming up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights, and Black Bear Diner to help out Toys for Tots this Christmas. And giving you a chance to win some great prizes on KCNR. No purchase necessary to enter the drawing. 1 entry per person.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Bob. And it'll be a little bit. Hey, the Redding Rodeo is back for its 77th year at Bucking on the River, May 14th through the 17th. And tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReddingRodeo.com. Now, it's important, if you see them for sale someplace else, don't get them there because some tickets are scams. Others are going to cost you a lot more. Just go to readingrodeo.com, get your tickets, 4 performances for this year, and reserve your tickets. You can get tickets for the whole 4 days. So visit the website for the full schedule and information. And they want to give a big shout-out to the city of Redding and Anderson and Shasta Lake and all of Shasta County for your support of the historic Redding Rodeo. As we know, it's been in the bounce back and forth to City Council. The City Council voted 5-0 to sign that LOI. And so the Redding Rodeo can start moving forward. I'm here with Kevin Knapp, who is U.S. Army retired major, president of the Special Forces Association chapter here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I run into Kevin now and then.
Occasionally, yes.
Occasionally, yeah. So what's up, guy?
Well, also president of the Northern California Veterans Historical Association.
Oh,
we're
absolutely.
We're the group with the UH-1 helicopter that goes around to schools and other veterans events, and want to thank everybody for their support in coming out the last couple weeks. Been very busy for us. I'm visiting schools every day, supporting the RABA Veteran Bus Pass event here last week.
We were out there last week. It didn't rain on us, mm-hmm. though, thank goodness.
No, fortunately, it did not.
It did not rain. And, you know what? I've got to find out. Well, Rob is going to be on tomorrow. We should have an idea how much. How much was raised
between the three locations and the internet donations? It should be significant.
I would hope so.
Yeah. You could still, if you didn't make either of those, you can still go online and donate.
Well, I have a Senator Maurice Johannesson and Marianne Johannesson donated $1,000. I'm standing sitting here with a check.
Wow!
I'm going to give to him tomorrow. Donate $1,000 so veterans could ride free.
Very appreciative.
Well, of all people, you would know that a senator's going to be involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got something else you are.
Yes, sir.
Sons of the American Revolution. I've always heard of Daughters of the American Revolution. I mean, forever. I don't know. Is this kind of a new group?
And no, it's not. It's been around. been around a long time. I am actually just becoming a member. My sweetie Judy Bauer is now active in the Reading chapter of the Daughters of American Revolution. And you saw us in the Shasta Lake Veterans Parade.
Yes, I did.
With a float.
All dressed up.
With the state president of the Sons of the American Revolution, marching in front in, his Revolutionary War uniform. But there's been a Reading chapter, for years that has kind of faded into obscurity, with age. But we're trying to reach out and identify members or potential members, descendants of the veterans of the Revolutionary War, because we have we're getting ready to celebrate America's 250th anniversary. Now that's coming up in 2026, but there's so many events that have already started leading up to that celebration.
Mm-hmm. So, give us an idea.
We're looking to work between the Sons of the American Revolution, Daughters of American Revolution, put something together here for Shasta County.
Okay.
There'll be other events around the state. Judy and I have been invited to New Orleans to attend an event there. Rochambeau and Lafayette's, the French who supported the Americans during the Revolution.
Uh-huh.
That's starting up. But there'll be many, many other events. With my joining, I'm already president of two different veterans groups here.
Be careful what you ask for.
But be careful what you ask for. You know, it's important to learn where we came from and share that history. Judy is assuming the persona of Martha Washington and will be available to visit schools to teach that part of America's history as Martha Washington. She's asked me to
become... Living
history, yes.
Okay. Now, like I said, I've heard of the Daughters of the American Revolution as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as long as I can remember. So they've been an organization for a long time. And somebody told, one of Linda's family members, we had a big family reunion several years ago over in Colorado, that on her dad's side, that the lady told her, one of her great aunts or cousins said that they were members mm-hmm. of the Daughters of American mm-hmm. Revolution and told Linda, you know, she should find out about it. But this is, you know, years ago and, you know, time passes.
Sure.
But
sure.
To be a member of this, how do you find out?
To become a member, you can go to DR or SAR.org.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a membership application and instructions on how to research your lineage. Many people today have already gone into Ancestry.com or 23andMe or one of the other DNA sites and can track their lineage with hints that pop up as you're plugging your information into your family tree. Then it reaches out to your parents and their parents and their parents' parents and on down the line. For me, it was a challenge. I started the application process in December last year and had a hurdle where I couldn't document officially through birth certificate or census reports the granddaughter of my patriot, mm-hmm. Edward Everett, who served with Bettles Regiment in out of New Hampshire. On a side note, Bettles Regiment was a company of Rangers.
Which
feeds into my special forces background.
So it's in your DNA.
Who knew?
Who knew?
But you wouldn't know unless you took the time to learn.
Yeah. Now, the DAR and the SAR are the
brother sister organizations.
Right.
Yes.
They'll help you.
Yes,
research.
They will.
They're
yes, they will
help you research. So if you give them, you know, you get started there and you get hung up.
Well, as an example, last week we attended the Sacramento chapter of the SAR meeting, and their genealogist within 2 days found a quick claim deed linking the granddaughter to her father, and now my application's gone forward in national.
Okay. If they go back with me, because I have the British, Irish, Scottish background that I didn't know about till my sister did the that DNA thing.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably find out that my ancestors were involved in the American Revolution fighting against the colonists.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what they'll find. So I can't join them.
Well, you'll be surprised. There are there are chapters of the Sons and Daughters of American Revolution in England, France and Spain.
Oh, really? But if you fought against the revolution.
You fought during the revolution.
You fought during the revolution.
Yes,
that's
yes,
right. Yeah. You find out that my great 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 grandfather, you know, burnt a town. I don't know if that's something that we want to find out. No,
no.
But it'd be interesting because of the ancestry, Linda's relative told her.
Sure.
And so I think it'd be fun just to go back and research it.
Well, part of it is knowing where we've been helps reinforce who we are.
Yes.
And gives us a potential plan for where we should go. If not, we're just drifting from one event to the next, one day to the next.
I think it's important that people, you know, children are taught this history where literally our country, the colonies back then, put in their lives, their fortunes, everything on the line. For freedom.
Yes, sir.
For that eventual Constitution and the Bill of Rights that gave people the freedoms in this country that mm-hmm. we did not have back then, and that King George was just stomping on us anytime he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And the people were, you know, they fought for their freedom. Mm-hmm. And here we are, 250 years later, getting ready to celebrate that 250th anniversary of this very strange political system of freedom and being able to have an election like we just had, have a peaceful resolution. Now, you and I have been in places that you just don't do that.
Yes,
there is no peaceful passage of power.
Well, and there is not. And one of the things that many people don't understand or don't learn, that this whole time period leading up to the revolution was about 20 years
yeah.
of events. It's not something that, that
no,
just
no,
happened.
No, it wasn't overnight.
It wasn't just the Boston Tea Party, and then boom, here we go.
Yeah. And that there were many colonials that felt that this wasn't a good idea.
Oh, yes, sir.
They were loyalists.
Yes, sir.
And they said, yeah, you know, this is not a good idea. We mm-hmm. want to stay with England. Mm-hmm. And but it just it got to be to the point where, no, we need this freedom. Because
well,
it's not getting any better.
The important part to remember is we wouldn't be who we are today.
That's right.
Without both sets. Those who were in support of staying with England and those who were not. And especially with those who were not. It raises the question. As we're coming up on the 250th anniversary of our country as a nation, an independent nation, what are you going to do? Where are you going to be? You know, are you going to take the time to read the Constitution, to learn what our ancestors fought for, to learn what governs us today? Because everything we do should be based off of the Constitution.
Should be. Hmm. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Kevin Neff, who is not only the president of our local Special Forces Association, but he's also the president of the Northern California Veterans Historical Association, which is at UH-1 helicopter you see at every event out here, and his group out there. And now, but we're talking about the sons and daughters of the American Revolution. And with the 250th anniversary coming up, there may be people out there that are interested. Gosh, you know, could I be one of those people? And it's, I think it's going to be easier for you to find out than you thought. But we're going to take a quick break here. Hey, were you injured at work and you're not getting the treatment that you should be? It's time to call Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Patrick, former law enforcement, a veteran of the 101st, the Air Assault Units, and then you went to law school. The work injuries can be life-changing, not just for you, but for your family. And while some of these procedures and all these things take time, there's others that you have, these benefits that you have earned, but you're not getting them. That's when you call Patrick. He is a pit bull when it comes to his clients. And I can't say enough about Patrick. He's a man of integrity, and he's going to do the very best for you and at all times. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. We'll be right back with Kevin Knapp.
Savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality?
At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
But life still goes on. I can't get used to living without, living without.
Welcome back. You can't get used to living without me. Well, you haven't had to, Christina, because every time you come in here, I'm here, right?
Almost.
Almost every time. That's right. Not on the weekends. And you can hunt me down if you
but
can.
But it's still the best morning shows.
Yes. Okay. Hey, welcome back to the show. 7:51 in the morning here on the 21st. Yeah, it's raining, and if you're heading north, make sure you got chains. Or just don't head north. It's going to be snowing up there. They're checking chains out there at Fondale. Make sure you've got warm clothing, extra water, those kind of things in your car, because you never can tell on the I-5 where you can get stopped for 3 or 4 hours. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Get Care Now to reserve an emergency room treatment time. Wake from the comfort and safety of your home and arrive at your projected treatment time and get the finest of quality care at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Using Get Care Now is quick and easy. Visit the website and click the Get Care Now tab on the Shasta Regional Medical Center website. That's cool. So you just have to sit down there for... It doesn't guarantee you're going to be, you know, walk in, because they could have other emergencies, but at least it gives you a good time to show up. I think that's a great idea. I'm here with Kevin Knapp, Major.
Retired.
Retired. U.S. Army retired. He's such a man of... You know, I've gotten to know Kevin over the... Gosh.
It's been a couple years.
Couple years. But just, it's usually been with the Northern California Veterans Historical Association, the guys with the UH-1 helicopter you see everywhere. But he's also the president of the Special Forces Association. And he's also the president of the Sons of the American Revolution.
I'm an incoming member. I'm hoping to start or reinvigorate the chapter here in Shasta County, Reading.
But your lady is... big into the Daughters of American Revolution. So now, you know, okay, that's a lot of stuff, which obviously means you've got time on your hands. But I'm looking at your license plate on your truck.
Yes, sir.
And it's got Army LTA. So now I'm thinking, LTA, maybe that's lieutenant. You know, I don't know why you would keep lieutenant on there. It could be, it's an acronym for the Mongol hordes of the Special Forces. But when I asked him, he said, oh, that's lighter than air. And I'm looking at him. And so Kevin was also the pilot of
The Army hot air balloon. Not the Army's hot air balloon. I owned it.
Oh.
I funded it out of pocket.
Okay. But I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that Army balloon. How long have you had that?
I started the program in 1993.
Okay.
At the end of 1993 and flew it until the end of 2010 when Time and Service Awards caught up with my body.
Now, does the Army have a hot air balloon?
It does not, but it has a long history of lighter than air.
I can swear I saw, because I was in a station in Albuquerque for a while, and they have the huge hot air balloon festival. I've gone back a couple times because my kids live there, and I could swear I saw that balloon, but I'm thinking it has been
in Albuquerque.
Okay, well maybe I did.
And if you go to the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta offices, the main office, they have a gift shop associated with it. I have a stained glass window with both the Mayflower and the Army hot air balloon. After I retired from the Army, I became the corporate pilot for Mayflower Moving Company and took their balloon on the road 250-300 days a year for five years.
The Mayflower Moving Company? How did you get into, I don't even have time for this. It's gonna have to come. How'd you get into hot air ballooning?
Well, the day after I moved to St. Louis, after leaving Special Forces to become the operations officer for the St. Louis Recruiting Battalion.
Yeah.
I was out running. I met a balloon pilot, and he said, come here.
You didn't have enough to do it. Well, back then, you could recruit.
Hold this.
Now.
As an operations officer, my job was to do investigations into alleged recruiting impropriety, assign missions, the swearing-in ceremonies at the MEPS, et cetera. So as an officer, I wasn't on the numbers like the recruiters,
like everybody else.
The recruiters are. But I saw that the Navy had two balloons, officially as part of their recruiting program, going off of their lighter-than-air history that went back to World War I. Army's lighter-than-air history started in the Civil War, and I am also one of the only ones in the country that shares Civil War Balloon Corps history, as Thaddeus Lowe, the chief balloon pilot for the Union Army.
Now, they use these hot air balloons. They kept them tethered, and they would, I think they would keep them tethered, and they'd put them up in the air so they could, they'd have that. They were the first drones.
You could see farther, higher.
Yeah.
Always take the high ground. But there wasn't hot air during the Civil War. They started with city gas or hydrogen. City gas is distilled coal, which puts off methane, ammonia, and hydrogen. But Thaddeus Lowe had the Navy Yard build hydrogen gas generators, 12 portable hydrogen gas generators, where you can inflate on the battlefield. And that was one of the successes of the Balloon Corps during the Civil War that helped them make over 3,000.
Okay. So I don't have enough time, but you got your own balloon.
Yes, sir.
And you, with the Army on it.
Yes, sir.
And you start flying it around at events.
Yes, sir.
Okay, next time you're back, and you will be, we're going to talk about the lighter than air.
Sure.
Because during World War One, they used to put these...
the barrage balloons.
The barrage balloons up, but also observers up
observers.
There. And then you had pilots. They were known as balloon busters.
Yes.
And they would go out, and their whole mission was to shoot down these balloons.
Yes, sir.
Gosh, what was that guy's name? Luke something. And he was known as the balloon buster.
From Arizona.
From Arizona.
Yes, Phoenix. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
His whole mission out there was blowing up balloons, and which he did really well at. Until he was killed.
Sure. And not ours. The Germans.
The German balloons, that's right. Shooting down the German, and German pilots come over and shoot down our balloons.
Well, and there's another interesting link. During the Civil War, there was a German observer, not specific to the Balloon Corps, but after the war he was vacationing in the United States before he went back to Prussia, and met John Steiner outside of Minneapolis, St. Paul. John Steiner was one of the Civil War balloonists that Thaddeus Lowe hired. Steiner took Zeppelin up for three different balloon flights and talked about how balloons could
be
used.
That was his name?
Yep.
Zeppelin.
Zeppelin. Hence the Zeppelins.
Zeppelins, yeah.
From Germany, the rigid airships.
Yeah. And the most famous man, the one that came into, was New York, right?
No, New York. New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yes, sir. The Hindenburg.
The Hindenburg that came in and blew up as soon as it was hooking up in there.
Which every time I mention hydrogen balloon flight, everybody goes, oh, you can't do that. It's dangerous. Well, I have 34 hydrogen balloon flights in my logbook flying in Germany. It's cheaper to...
We got
to
run.
Yep.
Okay, Kevin, there's
hey,
so much here.
So
if,
much more.
If somebody wants to join the sons or daughters... of the American Revolution.
SAR.org or DAR.org.
And we're going to come back with your girlfriend.
Yes, sir.
Or your significant other, I should say. And we're going to do some more on this for the daughters.
She'll look forward to it.
No, I'm looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. She's reached out, and we'll get her all set up. Hey, thanks for joining us, buddy, and have a great Thanksgiving.
My pleasure.
And
you
Christmas.
Too. Me too.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. More than 325,000 utility customers still without power across parts of the Pacific Northwest, the region pounded by a powerful and deadly storm known as a bomb cyclone.
We have a lot of road closures, especially on the arterial streets.
That's Maddie Christel with the National Weather Service in Washington.
With big trees down, we've seen some in the Bellevue area east of Seattle that it almost looked like really big old growth trees came down with this. And those are, you know, some of the more well-established trees here.
Down trees killed at least two people. The Weather Prediction Center issued excessive rainfall risks through Friday. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The Trump team fighting hard to win Senate confirmation of President-elect Trump's nominees. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance accompanied Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz to meetings yesterday with Republican senators, some of whom have been reluctant to support Gaetz. South Carolina GOP Congresswoman Nancy Mace facing some sharp criticism for fighting to ban men who identify as women from using women's restrooms on Capitol Hill.
Mace said she had plans to put the bill on the 119th Congress rules package or bring it to the floor as a standalone rule. She began flagging the issue with fellow Congress members after Representative-elect Sarah McBride of Delaware became the first openly transgender person elected to Congress. When House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries shared that he opposed a resolution, Mace called him and others that disagree bullies who would not force her into submission. Mace said her concerns over who can access single-sex facilities stems from being a survivor of assault. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Existing home sales rose last month, marking the first annual gain in more than 3 years. October sales up 3.4% from the month of September. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 336 points, the Nasdaq 68 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Buckley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
No deal yet amid dissent at the UN climate talks in Azerbaijan.
Conversations about cash are never easy, but that is the big issue here in Baku. Poorer countries say rich countries should pay hundreds of billions of dollars a year to help them tackle climate change. But delegates can't agree how much is owed or even who should pay. There's also a row over whether to be more ambitious about cutting planet-warming gases. There is a will to come to an agreement here in Baku, but with delegates at a standoff, the question is whether there is also a way.
The BBC's Justin Rowlatt. Pakistani police say gunmen have opened fire on passenger vehicles carrying Shiite Muslims in northwest Pakistan. At least 8 people killed, others wounded. The attack happened in a province where clashes between majority Sunni Muslims and minority Shiites have killed dozens of people in recent months. News and analysis at townhall.com. belt tightening at one of the big three automakers.
Ford is cutting thousands of jobs overseas. Among the reasons, weaker than expected sales of electric vehicles. There's also pressure for more competition, and there are those headwinds from the economy. Ford will cut 4,000 jobs in Europe and the UK by the end of 2027. Ford is headquartered in Dearborn, Michigan. In a statement, the company says the auto industry is in a period of disruption as it shifts to EVs. I'm Rita Foley.
In a landmark antitrust case, the Justice Department asking a federal judge to force Google to sell off its industry-leading Chrome web browser, among other steps. Regulators also want to ban Google from forging multi-billion dollar deals to lock in its dominant search engine as a default option on Apple's iPhone and other Apple devices. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Today, the 21st of November, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina, is running the show today.
Very good morning.
Is there a national day out there?
Yes, looks like today is a week before Thanksgiving, so today is National Cranberry Relish Day.
National Cranberry Relish Day. Now, my son makes his own cranberry relish. He's got his recipe that's been handed down from his family, and he makes cranberry relish sauce every Thanksgiving, maybe Christmas too. So he gave us the recipe for that. Didn't quite taste like his. I'm not sure what I did wrong, but his kind of actually sets up and it's a little chunky and all that, where mine was a little more juicier than his. So, that's coming a week from today is Thanksgiving. Gosh, everybody. The weather today, it's going to be rain and it could be heavy at times with a high near 52. The wind gust as high as 22 miles per hour, 1 to 2 inches possible with precipitation today. A low, it's actually going to be warmer tonight than it is during the day with a low of 53. And still with wind gust as high as 24 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 56, wind gust as high as 26 miles per hour. And it's going to be raining, 100% chance. 100% chance tomorrow night. On Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of precipitation, only 70%. So if you're going out, you got a better chance of not getting rained on. And then it's going to start, you know, kind of opening up there with, it's cloudy, you know, some showers, but it's not going to be 100% all during the day. And then, and when we get to next Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving, chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 55. Mm-hmm. So this is it. We're here or there. And if you're planning on traveling, you might want to be checking the roads and all of this. If you're heading north, you're going to need chains. If you're heading up toward Bernie, if you're heading on I-5 north at Fondale, they're checking cars and trucks for chains. As we know that I-5, for all truckers, they were just parked there. It was a parking lot out there yesterday. So, but the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business, been doing this for about 30 years. They're into their third generation of family running as locally owned, locally operated. And
good morning.
Good morning, hon.
Well, it is a mess outside.
It is.
You know, when you have a dog and you take a long walk and you get saturated and you really want him to, you know, do the duty.
He's a road dog. He's a horse dog. He's all these things. But he is not a rain dog. We have learned that he will sit there and look. I mean, you literally have to put the collar on him, put the leash on him, and drag him outside. And he just sits there and stares at you. And I said, you know what? If you go to the bathroom, here. If you just lift your leg, you don't even have to. Just lift your leg so it looks like you're going to the bathroom.
Boy.
I'll let you
That's
back.
A great visual.
Yeah, I'll let you back in the house.
Okay, now listen.
Wait
I was listening.
I'm not finished.
Okay.
With the Shasta Gas propane people, they have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's veteran-owned business.
If
Chuck
you need
Kinney,
it,
the
it's
helicopter
now.
Pilot during Vietnam. Yeah, and they get propane out to hard-to-reach spots, hard-to-reach areas out there, and they treat their customers as warm friends. They're really a good business and a good family, integrity, honesty. Shasta Gas propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, and I suppose if you really want to hear like a lot of the weather conditions, Sue McClain, her morning news hour, she does a lot of what's happening with low conditions.
I held Sue over for the first segment so we could talk about all
those things. Oh, great. Well, recently they did open 5, and it was interesting because they interviewed one of the, truck drivers who said, usually he's been driving for it, I think it's 24 years, and he said, usually, we know the road conditions. He said, but it was my wife. And I was like, yeah, ding, ding, ding. It was my wife who called me and said that we've got, these road conditions ahead of us. And I don't know where he was driving from, but he said then he pulled over. And so we know that 5 was closed, and it showed several images of trucks overturned. And we can attest to what that was like coming out of Albuquerque several years ago, and we hit right outside of probably about
Seligman, Arizona.
Seligman, Arizona. All of a sudden, there were 4 semis that had turned, and traffic was at a standstill. And we could see as the day was getting
toward the end,
towards freezing, and people literally had to sleep in their cars on the freeway.
We got one of the last rooms in Seligman. It was so cold that the pipes in the hotel froze.
Yeah.
In the motel
froze. The next day we just took off. But
anyway. It cleared by then.
Be very, very careful. We're going to talk about Garden of Lights in a little bit.
I want to finish with Kevin here. And it's Kevin Knapp, who is not only the president of the Special Forces Association chapter, but also the Northern California Veterans Historical Association that has the UH-1
You've got some
Huey
stories
out there. But he's also a lighter-than-air pilot and flies balloons, or used to.
Used to. Until my body caught up with me.
Yeah, he met his significant other back in Gettysburg.
Yes, sir.
And because they were both into living history. Mm-hmm. And that's how you got back here then.
Yes. No, we had just started dating, and she came back after our July event, and 3 days later had lost the house in the car fire.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So I came out to help pick up the pieces and finish building a house that she was already 70% finished with.
Yeah.
She was in the middle of selling the home she was in 2 weeks from closing on the sale.
Okay.
And lost everything.
Both houses?
Just the one.
Just the one.
The second house, the one we're in today.
That she was building. Okay.
The fire got within 3/4 mile.
And where is that?
Near Texas Springs and Placer.
Okay. Love that area.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a nice area.
Oh, we have friends in Texas Springs. It's a beautiful area.
They get
area.
Evacuated on a regular basis.
Oh, yes, my gosh.
We had people that lost their home right here in Redding on the river. Bought a home out in Texas Springs. And I thought, okay. And now I have another place. But
they love
bottom,
it out there.
But bottom Dr. line Dr. Verhoog and his wife?
Yes.
They live down the street from us.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they do.
Well, that's fantastic.
We all know who we're talking about.
There we go.
But they've done a great job at clearing. And then, of course, they have enough area there that they said because you could come up the back way from Cotton. What's the name of that creek that you can come up the back way of there?
Yeah, the big valley behind their house.
Right.
Yeah.
So people can come up there, and anything that would happen in emergency vehicles could be in there. So
on the property.
So that probably made them feel a little bit more rest assured.
We have the same. After Judy lost her house near off of Swayze, an old stagecoach, we decided we liked each other, so I moved out here.
Okay, yeah. That happened with us, too.
I've cleared everything to the ground. Not up there. Oak trees are still there.
But I've cut down all the manzanita. I've cut down all the digger pines, which are just firebombs waiting to happen.
Yes.
And it was, you know, we're on 7 acres, and it's a significant event. But it's been the last 6 years that we're working, and there's still more to do. But one of the things I promised her is it's going to be a defensible space.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, okay, so you met with your love of history.
Yes.
All right. Did you, and you said that you, according, I'm just coming in, so you flew like, not weather balloons, but flew like what they would have.
Air balloons.
Albuquerque when they do the beautiful color balloons. Until your body caught up with you. Is it that physically?
This is from sustained operations in the U.S. Army.
Got it.
Starting with a parachute accident in 1980, where we tested a full-face protective mask. An external filter and the risers deployed caught that filter and just torqued the heck out of our necks. Repeated compressive injuries from continued balloon or parachute landings, and then harder hot air balloon landings. As a professional pilot, we're always asked to put on a show when the private pilots would not, when the weather is marginal. So we would take off in windier situations and land harder than normal. And those compressive injuries just affected my spine, and I'm not able to fly anymore.
Well, what a fabulous history. And so you're bringing all of that knowledge into what we're going to talk about next, okay?
Okay.
Have we already talked about it? Late?
Yeah, you have. And we've talked about it. But we're going to have Kevin back on and Judy, right?
Yes.
And to talk about the Daughters and Sons of the American Revolution. So we'll set that up after we get back from Vegas.
Yes. Yeah,
and sometime in December. So, Kevin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for your service.
My honor.
Yes.
Duty as a citizen. Those interested in learning more about the Daughters and Sons of American Revolution, SAR.org and DAR.org. Again, the Reading chapter has been quiet for a while.
Yes.
I'm becoming a member of the SAR, and we're looking at reinvigorating the Reading chapter.
Yes. And then we need to find out, like, if there's genealogy involved, because I think I told you, and we're running over time, that a great aunt or my dad's cousin who's passed on told me once, you're a descendant of. I don't even know. I suppose I can go through the names and find out.
There is genealogy involved, and there are genealogists available to help you figure that out.
Excellent. Thank you so much. We've got to take a break here. Good morning, everybody. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM on this very wet morning. This is Your Talk Radio, streaming live at KCNR1460.com on this 21st. Oh, my goodness. Of November. Here we go. Black Friday's coming up. We'll be right back. In between you and me, there's an ocean. And I'm just trying to get a little closer. Pull me in, cause I'm here, and all I need is a little warmth. Without you on around me, without you on my skin, without you on my... KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size. This is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Good morning. 8:21 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding with a watch repairman, a stone cutter, a designer jewelry. One best in the North State, 2023 and 2024. And locally owned, locally operated. This is where we go. Let's just say it. This is where we go to get our jewelry. Great selection, very fair prices, and starting in December, they're 31st, 32nd, 30th, I'm not sure which one it is, but they have a great sale right before Christmas, and if you're looking for that piece of jewelry.
The whole month of December.
It's, like I said, they've got discounts on everything there. And really, Rebecca and Henry, just really, really good people. And you'll see Leonard in there. Leonard will be in there, too. So the founder of Four Winds Jewelry.
He loves to wheel and deal.
Yeah, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, I saved not talking about the Garden of Lights until you got in there.
Okay, so look at this weather. All right, so last night was media night. And it went from 5 to 8. And Turtle Bay was so wonderful that they said, we would love to have you with an igloo, like give you an igloo. Now, the beautiful thing about the igloo is that you can sit there for the whole night and enjoy. You can do little spurts where maybe you want to go do some s'mores, and then you come back into your igloo. There's a fire that's lit outside with two chairs. Of course, we weren't sitting by the fire, but there's a little heater in there. There are blankets. They give you hand warmers. There are bracelets they give you where you have unlimited hot chocolate and cider. They bring you pizzas. And I don't know if that's sold out for the December. It goes till January 5th. And I know we want to go back just to go through the Garden of Lights because – what had happened is there were a couple things, like the igloo. They just had launched it, but some of the things weren't like in full.
Because of the rain, the fog that's in there,
right.
And there's a couple other things, the bubble machines, because of the rain. But there were 2 million lights,
right, and new
out there, and new areas there. It's opened up even more. And I was just going to call Seth Bagaha this morning after the show and say, "You say 2 million lights, Seth, but I saw one out last night. But I'm not sure; it just wasn't as bright. But I did not see one light that was out walking through there.
No, you could tell when you walk over the bridge that we're approaching something new,
something
this
big.
Year and big. Yeah. And so they have a new, a couple things. But you know, right away, you know, now wait, what's different? What's different? Of course, the music when it comes to the center area where you go. That's there's names for all of these. But I just want to do a shout out to all of the volunteers, because in this weather, we went out, it was puddly and muddy and,
rainy.
But not really, because you still have that under, a thing that I can't remember. There was kind of like an asphalt made, walkway that they have. So you're not like walking in hills and valleys and stuff like that, so
it's
you can
really
walk
compact.
Through it.
It's really mm-hmm. compact. It's not asphalt. It's compacted dirt and probably a type of gradient that they put in there that keeps the, so it's absolutely flat. There's benches along the way if you need to sit down and look at something. Many places where you can get your hot chocolate and cider and your spiked cider and all these things. But the Enchanted Forest, that's new this year.
The Enchanted Forest.
It is really, really
chandeliers
cool.
hanging from the trees. You know, words can't really describe it. So, I love how they're ever evolving. And Seth and all of the people that, this is Seth's baby, first of all, but I just can't say enough about it, and thank you so much for hosting us with the igloo. You can go online to turtlebay.org or Garden of Lights and reserve if they have any left. Any days left, because when you get that, you get it for the night. So it's great for, you know, say you've got
eight,
but say you have a lot of friends that are coming, they can still come and go.
Yeah.
So you reserve this covered area that's a plexiglass, which is so cool because you can see the sky, you can see the bridge. No, it was dry and wonderful, and like I said, there were blankets and stuff. So.
Got a heater in there and blankies, and you get two pizzas and all the free drinks, all the free non-alcoholic drinks you want.
Beautiful night, for sure, and even though it's stormy, you know, it's lovely to go out. You just bundle up. We bundled up. Yes, we were wet. We took our umbrellas and our galoshes and so on and so forth. But, you know, would you do it again, Carl?
Oh, yeah.
This is the second time we've gone in the rain.
And I will say this. There should be a license for carrying an umbrella, which Linda would obviously fail that umbrella test.
Well, we both had umbrellas, so I'm not used to the spatial.
Yeah, and so she could do it in such a way that when she tilted her, she would tilt her umbrella underneath mine, so all the water would come right down over my neck, and then finish that up with poking me with the little sharp ends of the umbrella.
Anyway, it was lovely, and guess what? We've got two tickets. And what we love about giving these tickets away here on KCNR is that I call these the golden tickets, because this is the 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights. This goes, you know, the opening night is November 22nd, and it goes to January 5th.
Tomorrow night.
And these two tickets are good for any night. So, you know, when you go online and you order tickets that would be for, you know, seniors or for kids or for a specific night, these are good for any night, so I call them the golden tickets, and we're very, very blessed that we get this because of our relationship and our partnership with Turtle Bay. We think that they are amazing. They're going places. And the other thing that, you know, Randall told me once, Hempling, is that this is one of the very few museums in the country that has its own restaurant. You know, it's got its own restaurant and its own hotel.
And its own radio station.
We would have broadcast live. That would might have kind of been fun to do it from the igloo.
Yeah, because I could have stayed in there the whole time.
So we do have a caller. Christina will give a give us your name, and I will make sure that I announce your name over the
So you got these two tickets, and we're going to be given, we have a number of these, so we're going to be giving them all the way through until the Garden of Lights is over. So sponsors of ours are going to get some. And
by the way, can I say this? We have an empty Toys for Tots box.
I talked about it a little bit earlier.
Okay, I want to see that box full. You know, I know that you guys are out and about. It's going to be Black Friday. December 16th, Michelle Slade is going to be is going to have her show, and we understand that Santa is going to stop by. You know, he's very, very busy, but we want to see our box full of toys. In fact, I'd like to have a second box. Because of the brimming.
We've had three boxes before. Our staff puts, you know, we and our staff puts toys in there. But we'd like to see, you know, because all these toys stay right here in Reading for those families that probably can't afford it, as you know, in this economy. So now their kids are going to be able to have a nice Christmas.
And we're hoping if Christine's there that she will go back into our storage room and do her delightful decoration again. If we could call on her to put up our tree.
We talked about that
yesterday.
Oh, you
did. I guess I missed it.
It looks like they're going to be getting all that stuff up here.
Ooh, lovely. So, it just makes me so happy.
Yeah, let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. That tells you exactly where it is. They were founded in 1960, and they've been in that same spot since 1967. So it's been passed on from father to son, and it is a delightful place to get your hair cut, and that's what it is. It's a barbershop, not a hair salon. I just call them at 530-244-9478. I make an appointment that works on my schedule, go in there, get a great haircut, and have a good time in there with Tim and Logan, and then I'm on my way. It's man's last stronghold. Got heads on the wall, including they used to have a dinosaur head in there, and which they took down, which is, you know, for all of us long-term guys, it's like, where's the dinosaur? And so but somebody's taken it, and it's on their wall someplace. Not somebody stole it, but when they took it down to paint the place and all this. So anyway, it's Cypress Square Barbershop. You're not going to be sorry. I've never had a bad haircut there. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner. This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, Give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, tomorrow, Patrick Jones is going to join us with the latest on what's happening with the elections and stuff over at the Board of Supervisors. And also, Rob is going to join us and with talking about all of their new projects that they're doing and pick up a check, a significant check donated by Senator Maurice Johannesson and Marianne Johannesson in support of their the Robba annual drive, so that fund drive to support our free tickets riding on the buses for our veterans.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's one more layer and a gift that the Johannessons have done with their outpouring of love for the veterans. And Bill,
in our community.
Congratulations, Bill. You won the two tickets for Garden of Light. So do come by our station. Someone's usually here till noon, 1326 Market Street. We'll put your name on those and enjoy. Love to hear the stories about people making memories at the Garden of Light.
At least noon. Sometimes we're here till 6 in the evening. Mm-hmm. But anyway, hey, Operation Blue Santa drive-through toy drive at Reading City Hall is going to occur this Saturday, November 23rd. Just drive through and drop off a new toy for Operation Blue Santa. Reading City Hall from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. So there. There's another place.
Right. What do
you
think?
All these toys stay in town. That's the big thing. We're going to be having this rain, and it looks like, pretty heavy for the next couple of days, and it starts tapering off. But we'll see what's happening, in the long range forecast here in the next day or two. Just be prepared if you're heading north. Have the extra clothes, the extra, warm clothes, water, food. When I say food, it could be, turkey and snacks and stuff like that, in case you get stuck there for a few hours. And so you'll be warm, because if you're maybe in an area where you don't want to run your engine on your car because there's snow, and I'd really be careful doing that. And so you want to make sure you're prepared if you're heading north here, because as we've seen, there's been trucks jackknifing, there's cars slamming into each other, they're checking for chains there at Fondale. So just be careful out there.
Something in the headlines I want to talk about that I'm just kind of reading through, and I got to make sure that, the headline reads, Jesse Smollett hate crime hoax conviction overturned by Illinois Supreme Court.
Why?
The Illinois Supreme Court overturned disgraced Empire actor hate crime hoax on Thursday, ruling that he cannot be tried again. Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox had initially struck a plea deal with Smollett requiring the actor to forfeit his $10,000 bond and complete 15 hours of volunteer community service. We're aware that this case has generated significant public interest and that many people were dissatisfied with the resolution of the original case and believed it to be unjust.
Unjust. Here's a guy. You want to listen to somebody that hits it right on the head, listen to Dave Chappelle. This guy went out. He said that he was attacked by two white guys wearing a MAGA hat that put a noose around his neck and all these other things, right? And so here's Chappelle saying, so somebody's walking out at 2 o'clock in the morning in Chicago during the winter to go get a sandwich, and these MAGA guys just happened to see him and attack him, right? Well, they arrested the two guys who just happened to be from Jamaica and were not white, who said that Smollett had paid them to do this. And so how was it overturned?
Let's go into what the headline is going to be about several of Trump's appointees and sexual allegations. Now, we have personal relationships with people that we know that, okay, and when I, okay, if I was, things have changed a lot. Because if you're 17, almost 18, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, if you were with somebody 22 or 25, your boyfriend, literally, in today's times, that could be, charges could be brought up against that person. My first boyfriend was 22, I was 17.
Well, and we also know people that are accused of this, and they go to, you know, and they'll go to court and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars
to clear
their name.
Themselves.
To defend themselves. They win, and the person that they've, that brings the charges against them. Now, this isn't in every case, so don't get crazy out there.
Yes, yes.
But in some cases, it's like this. So you've got people that are big in the news, or they're rich, or whatever, and they get accused of this. Well, we had a case, we know of a case, and it was the company had somebody accuse them of not paying them, of being religious bigots, and
yes.
All these things. So it went to the lawyers, and so what ends up happening is the lawyers, instead of spending the money for this, they just settle out of court, no depositions, none of this stuff, and they settle out of court. Even though none of what was allegated, or the allegations to our friends that this happened to, were true.
Right.
None of them were
right.
True. And yet they settled it.
So if somebody wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, you're seeing this with Hexit. And,
well, I mean, we don't know about
yeah.
Hexeth.
Well, but that's what they're saying. And so,
and also,
he says it never happened, and they, you know, but it was settled because of, you know, through the insurance and the lawyers and all this.
In RFK, there's
RFK.
Been several Trump cabinet picks mired in sexual misconduct allegations.
Well, you're getting this out of USA Today. And also out of USA Today, very left-leaning paper that obviously hasn't learned where the American public are, which explains why Gannett is having problems with all of these. We're saying that these pro football players that are doing the Trump, you know, that little dance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh, you're going to be sorry for that because look what you're representing and blah 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 blah. Saying that, oh, you know, these are fascists. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Obviously, have not learned that people are tired of the people being called fascists and Nazis and all of these things that they call Trump and all of the garbage. Voted for him, 76 million garbage, pieces of garbage out there, that made him president and gave him the House and the Senate, that people are tired of this attack politics, this social, everything should be based like this. Well, people are tired of it. What they're really concerned about is being able to buy a dozen eggs or a pound of butter or their food. They're really concerned about the cost of fuel for their cars. They're really concerned about the immigration crisis that we have. they don't care. You know, as much as the media, the legacy media and all these talking heads on TV, and that's all of them, want to, you know, put people into silos, put them in these different groups. Well, all of these different groups came together and voted for a reason. There were no secrets about Trump. Everybody knew he'd been convicted. Everybody knew about the sexual assault. Everybody knew about this. But his message resonated with the, you know, with the vast majority of Americans and with all different ethnic groups, age groups, all of these. That the country was not going in the right direction,
okay.
And it will now, at least there's going to be changes.
All right. Well, I'm just going to say that on our side, or either side, when you call things a bunch of garbage, we're just as, that term is like, what we want to do.
Get past that.
Is be able to sit down. Now, people are just, I'm never going to listen to Joe Scarborough and what's her name again. Maybe they just felt like, are we, just think for a minute, are we so out of touch that we are so full of hatred that we can't see? Help us to understand. So I kind of commend them. Yeah, why would you sit down with Hitler? Well, whatever.
He's
you
not
want.
Hitler. First of all,
he's not
Hitler.
I know, but they called him everything you could.
I know.
But maybe they were like, maybe. Just think on a positive scale for a minute. They wanted to try to understand, maybe for a minute, open my mind and understand, not that I'm going to think your way, but explain it to me. So I'm not covered.
I'm not completely, you know, in the bag of the Democratic
then
Party.
Then I really can't be a good journalist. If I live and breathe and eat and think this way, I'm not being fair.
And so this is how the progressives are handling this. Oh, we'll never listen to the – we urge Democrats never to listen to the Morning Joe anymore, which, you know, obviously a lot of people don't listen to it. Their ratings have dropped. Their audience has dropped like 40%. But here's the thing is – instead of saying, okay, you know, and, you know, you want to go kiss the ring of Trump, which is the way they put it, why not look at it as, okay, we need to be more fair in what we're doing. Now, I will never watch Morning Joe. I never have, unless it's like excerpts of stupid things they say. But here's the thing. We as a nation got to get past this. And the legacy media, you're going to have to lead on this. Because there's people like The View and other people out there, and you see them on social media, that they're not over this. They will never get over this. They, you know, they want to fight and fight and fight instead of looking at moving the country forward. The country's spoken, my friends. We know that. The country's spoken. Now we need to move forward and give these people a chance, as you would Obama or Biden or Clinton or Bush. Or Reagan, you give them a chance to move the country forward in the right direction. And I just don't know if some of these will ever get over. You know, some people will never get over.
All right,
this election.
When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about some of the headlines that are happening.
Well, I want to talk about a young lady here in Shasta County.
Okay, we'll do that too.
That stopped to get an energy drink on her her way to the where she was working. Because it's pretty interesting.
Meanwhile, we're over time, and we'll be right back.
Who cares?
Join Shasta College Saturday and Sunday, December 7th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm for their annual Country Christmas Fair and Tree Sale. They have a wide variety of trees to choose from. And come and get your Christmas shopping done early with handcrafted gifts, plus proceeds will benefit Shasta College students. In addition to shopping, you can enjoy the free family fun activities with a bounce house for the kids and a petting zoo, too. It's all happening at the Shasta College Farm. Bring 6 non-perishable canned food items and receive $3 off one tree. Canned food will be donated to the Good News Rescue Mission.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, friends. RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro. Corojo wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size. This is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Good morning and welcome back to a rainy day here in River City. So, 21st of November, 8:51 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott right here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Weather's going to be like this through the weekend. It looks like it's going to start tapering off next week. But stand by for rain, 100% chance today and tomorrow. And then it starts, like I said, starts tapering off, but still getting a lot of rain, which is good if you're a skier or you're looking at Lake Shasta filling up. A nurse in Shasta County, stopped at an AM/PM convenience store on her way to her overnight shift at the wherever she it didn't say where she worked at, she also grabbed some scratchers. Now, I know people grab scratchers all the time. I don't. I never get into the lotteries until $1 billion.
Yeah.
Dollars.
And then we'll go in and buy one.
We'll buy $5 worth or $10 worth. Right. Anyway, she was, while on a break, she told the lottery official, she scratched off her lottery tickets and her life changed. I started scratching and saw the one and the commas and was like, oh my God. My co-worker thought I was telling her she did something wrong. And I said, no. I think I just won $1 million. And she did. She had other people look at it. Does this mean this? Does this mean I won $1 million? You know, cause sometimes,
your eyes play tricks.
Your eyes play tricks. You're thinking, nah, this can't be right. Did we buy a real ticket and all that kind of stuff? And she showed it to about five people and it didn't really sink in until I had the money. So she's already gotten her money.
and for it. And what's this do? What kind of change is that for somebody's life? Well, she's debt free, and she can do things to help take care of herself. So,
I wonder if she still keep nursing.
It was a ten. Oh yeah, she's complaining on working.
Mm-hmm.
She bought the $10 Power Tens game. But that wasn't part of her plan. I usually buy a few of a different game I like playing, but they only had one of those left, so I bought it. Randomly picked out three Power Tens.
Right.
And it changed her life. She said, if they had more of the game I usually buy, I wouldn't have bought the Power Tens and won $1 million. It was meant to be. And, they get, the guys that sold it to her get a 5,000 bonus.
That's fantastic.
Oh,
all right.
Wait a minute. Well, just as one last. She says she plans to remain on her job and take care of her patients.
That's
fantastic. God
yeah.
bless you, Stacey. Yeah. God bless you.
Absolutely. I love
and
that.
She says, I'm debt-free, and I can finally think about retirement.
All right, so the 58th Annual CMA Awards took place last night, and Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning and Lainey Wilson. Okay, so we were obviously, you know, in the rain last night at the beautiful Garden of Lights. I didn't see that, but I think we recorded it. Entertainer of the Year went to Morgan Wallen. Single of the Year went to White Horse, Chris Stapleton. Album of the Year went to Leather, Cody Johnson. Song of the Year went to White Horse, Chris Stapleton and Dan Wilson. Female Vocalist of the Year went to Lainey Wilson. Male Vocalist of the Year went to Chris Stapleton. Vocal Group of the Year went to Old Dominion. And I love this. Vocal Duo of the Year, Brooks and Dunn. Bring it on, baby.
I can't believe that. I thought that they broke up.
Well, they just went their own ways, but I saw them open for Reba. I would, you know, of course, being in Nashville for 5 years, I just got to see some wonderful concerts. And I saw Brooks and Dunn a couple times, and they are just so talented, and they opened for Reba, and that was just such a smashing show. So, glad to see that they, you know, these guys are, what, God only knows how old they are, but they're still, they won Duo of the Year. Love that. Musical Event of the Year went to You Look Like You Love Me, which was Ella Langley. Musician of the Year went to a guitar player by the name of Charlie Worsham. And the Music Video of the Year went to Lainey Wilson, Wildflowers and Wild Horses. Now, the new Artist of the Year went to Megan Maroney.
Isn't Lainey Wilson the one that's been on Yellowstone?
Yes, she was
once on Yellowstone, right?
That just, yeah. like, you know, a catapult, or what is the word I want to say, yeah.
And if you have, if you've been hooked on Yellowstone, they've started that series again, and I'm not going to give anything away, but you need to, I think the first two or three are out there now, and you need to start with number one, because it is, you know, just totally, things have changed. Totally.
All right, so we got a couple things about online that are in the headlines. The U.S. government formally proposed a partial breakup of Google on Wednesday, urging a federal judge to force a sale of the company's Chrome web browser after a landmark ruling this year found that Google had violated U.S. antitrust law with its search business. The request by the Justice Department, a group of states, opens the door to the most significant antitrust penalties for a tech giant in a generation, targeting not only Google's illegal monopoly in search, but also its growing ambitions in AI. In other places, the Australian government has proposed a ban on children under 16 from using social media and will hand down huge fines to companies who don't comply. So it's not just you think that, oh, we're turning into this controlling part. This is happening in Australia. They're saying the ban is expected to apply to services including TikTok, X, Instagram, and Snapchat. Though a full list has not been released, the legislation follows several high-profile cases of bullying and complaints from parents worldwide about the pressure their children face to be online.
Yes. But Australia and New Zealand are the ones also that seized firearms. And I mean, it's kind of like pretty much a dictatorship, because they don't have a constitution like we have. But you would think, I'm not sure how do you keep your kids off social media, except parents maybe have the parents say they can do it, or the, you know, we have friends who are every night they check their kids' phones and their social media. And they're restricted on what they can even do.
And also, if you look on the CNN 5 Things You Need to Know, today 94% today's number What does 94% represent? That's the percentage of U.S. voters who think Donald Trump's 2024 win was legitimate. According to a recent polling from Reuters, it makes the first presidential election in at least a decade when pretty much everyone on the losing side has accepted the result.
You know, it's also, it's more of a sadder note. Reading hotelier Steve Gaines, who worked with C.R. Gibbs and
yes.
Ed Roman, has passed, and after a long battle with cancer.
And, so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, because he was more than 15 years ago, he was a catalyst in bringing together businesses along Hilltop Drive
yes.
to upgrade and beautify the commercial and retail corridor. They're the ones that brought in those, the palm trees. And everybody's going, palm trees?
We did a concert at his house. Remember that one time when we did a concert, Barbara Harrison had us do, and I think it was for the Chamber of Commerce, and he had this beautiful, like a, I don't know, it was a big, beautiful kind of Victorian with,
on the river.
Yeah, on the river, and he yeah. was such a great, that's when I got to know him, and he was a gracious man.
Anyway, you know, our thoughts go out to him, his family and all that, and Ed Roman, who was very tight with him. So, hey, tomorrow, Patrick Jones and Robba is going to be in here, so find out what's going on with Patrick and all these new programs that Robba's doing to help our community. Have a good day. It's going to be rainy out there, and God bless America.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.